You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A new feature on the William Hill website right now is hashtag your odds, which is worth a look, definitely. If there's a bet that you fancy that's not on the app or on the website, just tweet with the hashtag your odds to at William Hill, and the traders will try to price it up. If you're not already on the website, log on and you'll already see a lot of the hashtag your odds bets on there. It's available on all the televised Premier League matches this weekend. Do make sure you check it out. Hashtag your odds here at William Hill. Chelsea 2-11 to win this game. The draw 13-2 with Hull in the market at 16-1. And Derek, last weekend, even without Diego Costa in the starting lineup, Chelsea were absolutely dominant against Leicester City. Put them to the sword, and they'll be expecting to do the same thing against Hull. I'm not sure whether Costa and Conte have unified now and resolved their differences, Derek, but they didn't miss him last weekend. They might do down the stretch, but they didn't last weekend.
I don't know whether they'd kissed and made up, but would you kiss Costa? I mean, they were sensational, and they have been for, you know, for a number of months now, not weeks, and they will beat Hull, unquestionably. 2-11. I'm not telling you, know, I hate matches like this because it's you're not gonna tip a 2-11 poll because everybody knows they're gonna win. But you try and find some mileage in the odds elsewhere. It's hard to. I mean, you mentioned you can ask for other odds on the game. Well, there's 257 bets already available on this match. I don't think what else you could have. You know, Costa to far while heading in at the far post. 8-1, I believe that is.
I think that's happened a few times this season already. Actually, Derek.
Squeaky bum time at the far post. I'd have to go. I'm going to have to go for Chelsea to run riot here. You know, it's one of those games. Sometimes when you see a team big price, for instance, Swansea at Liverpool, I've got an idea. They might give Liverpool a bit of a hard time. Similarly, Burnley at Arsenal. But this one, I just can't see how Hull are going to give Chelsea any problems. So I'm going to go. You know, I'm going to go for Chelsea -3 goals at 10-3. I like the look of that. It's a big price, and it could easily cop.
Chelsea -300 to -30 for Derek. I think one bet that I'd be sending in here, Tom, would be Costa to score and Costa to be booked. That'd be pretty popular. Hashtag your odds. You can obviously go for player markets now, players to be booked. You can link that with a player to score and a correct score and so on and so forth. So do check out hashtag your odds. It's definitely a good feature here with William Hill. Do you see this being as comprehensive as Derek mentioned, Chelsea -3, something like that?
Well, yeah, it's the ultimate contrast, isn't it? You know, it's Chelsea playing as well as they have done, and I don't think they or anybody was that upset or ruffled by their defeat at White Hart Lane. They came back with a bang, and Conte at the moment is a man for all seasons. Sometimes I hear managers moan, you know, quite a lot. They moan about various things, but you know, the amount of games that are played, you know, it's not necessarily the fixture congestion or the amount of matches. It's the time they have to work on the training pitch. And Conte's got so much time. You know, he's got time for players to, you know, to walk out on strike every other week if he wanted. And he'd still be able to pick together a team and put together a plan to just destroy the opposition. He's got too many players playing in unbelievable form. And the fact they're going up against a Hull side who are about to sell Jake Livermore, has been a good player for them so far this season. They lost 7 games on the bounce. They've not picked up a Premier League point away from home since September. And they're playing that badly. And the problem is for the Hull players now is they'll be looking at their next few fixtures. They go to Chelsea. They then go to Manchester United. They then host Liverpool. They then go to Arsenal. So by the time we get to the middle of February, Hull City could be in a much worse position. Things look all right now. But when you look at those next 4 fixtures, you'd maybe give Hull City maybe a point from those 4 games. I think that would be being pretty generous. So I think Chelsea, the kind of mood they're in, they've put these kind of sides to the absolute sword this season, and they'll do exactly the same then. Over 3.5 goals in the game is 11-8, -2 at 13-10, but Diego Costa has scored 2 or more at 5-2. I think if he plays, he will be on the score sheet at least a couple of times.
Do you think he'll bounce straight back then? He doesn't seem to be distracted, does he, by issues like this when he crosses that white line?
I don't think so. I just think, you know, I heard from one person who's around Chelsea saying that it was kind of blown out of proportion a little bit. He did have a little bit of a back problem, and you know, it's kind of been made into more than it was. But I think from Antonio Conte's point of view, I don't think he minds all of this because he's created such a healthy environment amongst the squad that the players kind of know that they need him, and I think he'll be welcomed back with open arms, really, because, you know, while Chelsea will do all right without him, it's a big dent to their title chances if they can't rely on Diego Costa between now and the end of the season.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.